It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. My guest today is Ann Vogel, Regional Administrator for the EPA Region 5. Ann is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Luke.
Well, we are going to be talking about the St. Louis River cleanup, and it is more or less concluded. I guess maybe we could get some details on, I believe it's nearing completion, maybe what are some of the last steps, and also, can we get an idea about the focused area that we're talking about here?
Absolutely. I was out there a couple weeks ago. I've actually had the privilege of being out there twice now to take a look at some of the work that's been done in the St. Louis River area of concern. And so if we could back up just a second, an area of concern is a designation in the Great Lakes region of some of the most contaminated areas of the Great Lakes. So the St. Louis River area of concern had been significantly degraded over many decades of industrial use. So it was designated in 1987. What we were celebrating, you're right, was the end of the largest sediment remediation project. And that was the cleanup at the Thompson Reservoir, which finished late in 2025.
And some of those details regarding the industrial events and activities that did bring it to this point of contamination. Can you bring us back a little bit, just a little bit of history?
Of course. So previous to about 50 years ago, when environmental laws started to really control what was discharged into our waterways, it was common around the Great Lakes to have industrial discharge. So what we have found in particularly the Thompson Reservoir and the tributaries to the St. Louis River area of concern, we've found mercury, dioxins, PCBs, hydrocarbons, heavy metals, and other kinds of toxins, things you don't want in your water. And what those do, of course, is they make it uninhabitable for fish, for the things that we want to live in our rivers, not to mention, you know, swimming and recreation and paddling and the things that we want to do on our natural resources.
You talk to a lot of locals around here, and people of a certain age will say, yep, my parents always told me, don't go swimming there. And seems like that is changing. Safe to go swimming now?
It is in large portions of the area. And so continue to follow your state DNR. You know, we have good partners at Minnesota DNR who are responsible for determining those types of things. But happy to say that the sediment has been cleaned up. We have, you asked earlier what's left to be done. There's one habitat project remaining. That's in the Mud Lake area in Minnesota. And that is, again, with our partners at Minnesota DNR restoring some fish habitat. So there'll be a little bit of dredging left to do. But otherwise, the contamination in the sediment has been addressed in Minnesota.
If you're just joining us, this is Green Visions. We're speaking with Ann Vogel, Regional Administrator for the EPA in Region 5. And Ann, I guess we could really get into the weeds here talking about it, but maybe just kind of an overview. When a project like this begins, when you're talking about decontaminating a body of water, how do you wrap your mind around that? How does the beginning stages of the project kind of sort itself out? How do you do this? Maybe that's the question. How does one clean up such a large area?
It's a great question. So here in Region 5, we also house the Great Lakes National Program Office. And so what that means is we have a whole team dedicated to cleaning up the Great Lakes. It is not a regulatory piece of our agency. Their only job is to figure out exactly how to go about treating the areas of concern. And so the way we do it, you know, it's how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. So we have areas of concern broken into management actions. So it's a very formal, organized process. And we prioritize human health, of course, and environmental health. And so for every section of every contaminated river, we have design phase. We know exactly what the contaminants are. We know exactly what needs to be done to get there. So just in the St. Louis River area of concern, there have been 13 projects on the river. 1.9 million cubic yards of contaminated sediment have been remediated. So that's a lot. To your exact question. We've just done them one project at a time, and that's why it has taken a number of years, but we keep chipping away at this, and occasionally we get to come out and celebrate a conclusion.
And with this concluded, where does your focus turn to now? Is there another area of concern that it's like, now we've really got to focus over here?
Well, we're not going to leave. We've got some work to do on the Wisconsin side. We have signed a project agreement for the C Street slip. That work will begin in the fall of this year. So we've got some additional work to do in the area still. That continues to be a priority for us, working closely with the Wisconsin DNR on that work. But the answer is we have numerous projects. I don't want to say a number because I'm not actually sure, but maybe 16 projects underway this summer, anywhere from the Gorge Dam on the Cuyahoga. We've got work going on in Michigan. We've got work around the Great Lakes. So as you might guess, no shortage of contamination. We do things as fast as we can put the money together and find people, willing partners, able to do this work with us.
For people who are looking to learn more about the processes, about the projects that you have going on, where would you direct them?
The Great Lakes National Program Office has a robust website. There's a lot of information. There's good fact sheets on every area of concern. So I would point them to our website. And if you even just search the St. Louis River Area of Concern, a lot of this information will pop right up.
And I appreciate the time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate your interest.
We've been speaking with Ann Vogel, Regional Administrator for the EPA Region 5. And this is Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.